You are listening to This is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to This is Stockton. I'm your host, Wes Ray.
And I'm your host, Amy Alpers. With us today is Laura Garcia, the owner of Terra Coffee down at the Yosemite Street Village here in Stockton, California. Welcome to the show, and thanks for taking some time to chat with us, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course. We're super excited to chat about the coffee shop and kind of the history of that space. And just to kick some things off, can you tell us a bit about yourself, if you're from Stockton, what neighborhood you grew up in, where you went to high school, anything kind of foundational like that?
Yeah, born and raised here in Stockton, California. Pretty much grew up in the north side of Stockton. Got to experience a lot of the growth of Stockton in the 2000s. So went to a lot of the newest schools like Krista McAuliffe, Ronald E. McNair High School. So a lot of those astronauts that were highlighted here in our town. And so it's been super fun. I've been seeing a lot of my classmates and different people that I grew up with here in Stockton. So it's been really great. My entire family's here. I'm Filipino. And so the Filipino community is huge here in Stockton. We have Little Manila. So it's been really great to get down to my roots, especially with some of the flavors in my coffee shop too.
That's awesome.
Well, before we get deep into the coffee shop conversation, can you tell me where the name Terra came from?
So Terra was an idea from my husband and I to bring all of the different coffees from around the world, Terra, to your cup. So Terra means earth.
That's cute. I had no idea. I was like, yeah, it could be a Scrabble name, could be a random name in the dictionary. So that's,
I know we were joking earlier
sweet.
Right,
that it was just, yeah, something we picked out of a book, but I love it. There's a nice little backstory. So some of us who are kind of familiar with the history of Terra Coffee, we know that you started roasting in the kitchen and you were doing like special events. So can you kind of tell us about how things started for Terra Coffee?
Yeah, so our dream for Terra Coffee was just to be coffee roasters here in Stockton, supplying coffee and providing coffee to our family and friends and people in our community with specialty roasted coffee that's seasonal and roasted in small batches. So we started off with participating in pop-ups here in Stockton, Good Stock, and their events here all throughout town. And from there, we just found a big love for coffee and a need for specialty coffee here in Stockton. So it's been really fun. Every 3 to 4 months, we rotate our beans, changing up what we're offering with what's in season and what's the freshest crop. So it's like the best of both worlds because one, I get to drink all this amazing coffee. And two, people get to enjoy it here in town. And it's been great.
So before I ask about how you really evolved from the events to the coffee side, the coffee shop side, tell me a little bit about like, where do you get coffee beans from? And are you doing anything special? Like, obviously, you know, Stockton is really has a great collection of local coffee shops, but what makes Terra unique on where you're getting your beans or what kind of varieties you're offering?
Yeah, so we always try to go for the best beans available. So we do get them imported from several different importers here in California. So we do change the locations of where we're bringing coffee in from Costa Rica, Colombia, sometimes in Mexico. It really depends on what we're seeing and what's available to us here in the market. Our goal is to one day have the direct connection with the farmers and to have the first choice of beans. What's really unique about us is when we had our first location is that we were located inside the Mexican Heritage Center. My husband is of a Hispanic background, and something that we offer that's very unique is we do a blend called Café de Olla that goes back to the roots of like Mexican style coffee with cinnamon and piancillo, a type of sugar. And so we created our own blend. We pretty much hand make it even today at the shop. And that's something unique that you'll find in some of the local shops that we supply here in Stockton. So I would say that's pretty unique. Another thing is we do rotate our beans every 3 to 4 months. And so our customers are always getting something new. We try to replicate the same type of flavors to bring some consistency. But what's so nice is during the springtime and summer, you might get a little bit more of a fruitier note because of the beans that we're bringing in. And in the wintertime, we might go for more of the chocolatey caramel notes that you might want in the wintertime. So we really try to adjust the notes that we're going for in our coffee, but at the same time, not making it too scary for folks that aren't really into the third wave coffee yet. So we're trying to build that third wave coffee shop vibe here in Stockton and elevating the experience for coffee while making it friendly and fun.
So you had this great gig, right? You were doing special events, you were roasting, you were doing some retail sales. So, you know, you were living the dream. So why decide to actually go brick and mortar and open up a coffee shop?
You know, it was a challenge for my husband and I, and we were thinking, hey, you know, this is a little bit more than what we wanted to do. But at the same time, we love challenges and we love coffee. And so this was the next step. It was not just providing coffee for your home or other shops. It was now, hey, let's make the coffee the way we want to taste it and bring it to the level of perfection, as for us at least, to our customers. So we had the opportunity from a pop-up at the Mexican Heritage Center, where we found, hey, we'd love to bring people into their gallery and at the same time be a part of the big movement in downtown Stockton with bringing more local businesses and people to the downtown area. And that's what we did. We took the plunge. My husband and I never worked in a coffee shop, but we did a lot of research and lots of trial and error.
That must have been fun. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, my family was definitely going, what are you doing? You just bought this roaster and now you're opening up a coffee shop. And I'm like, yeah, it's great. I get to drink coffee every day. And yeah. It's been really fun. And from there, it just continued to grow.
I dig that. And I have to backtrack for 1 second, because you were saying the phrase, the third wave coffee drinkers. I have no idea what that means, but I want to be a third wave coffee drinker.
I feel like
by the title, I want that title. Yeah. What is that?
So it's just really getting into the level of specialty coffee where you're offering more single origins, more getting into the science of coffee with how it's brewed, brew time, the type of bean, the level of roast, all those different things. There's so many different types of equipment that you can brew coffee with, from a pour over to a Chemex or an AeroPress. It's crazy. A lot of it goes down to the science of things and timing and the grind size. And it's a world that you can get lost in and it never ends, because they'll always bring out something new every year. And so it's really fun. It's great. And it's really exciting too, to have staff that have the same type of passion too. And you just learn from them. You learn from them too.
Yeah, you guys get to geek out.
Yeah.
And to play off our episode with Stockton Con, it's almost like there's a multiverse of coffee. I feel like a whole different vibe that I totally get. Like, I use a Chemex at our place in the mountains, and I love pour over coffee. I just think it's got a whole different flavor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys sound like wine influencers or something, like the way you're talking about it. You know, it's got this whole deep scientific educational component to it that's very cool. And then, like you said, your staff is interested in the origins and the history too. So you can go into Terra and actually get a bit of a history on it. I'm assuming someone there can kind of like chew your ear off about the origins of this coffee and whatnot. So that's very cool. I dig it.
So you had the place at the Mexican Heritage Center. What triggered the move to the Yosemite Street Village?
Community. I really love Yosemite Street Village and what they're doing. It's really the community taking over their neighborhood. It's very unique with this district. The Yosemite Street District is pretty much the oldest, the oldest shopping center in Stockton, or one of the oldest shopping centers. It's literally one block inside a neighborhood, and it's so unique. And when the opportunity came up with moving to this historic spot, the Blackwater Cafe spot, we couldn't believe it. And the neighborhood reached out to us and said, hey, we'd love for you to be the shop to move in here. And definitely there was other interested parties, but in the end we were the chosen ones and it felt like a dream. And it was right before COVID. So
before your big rush came in. Yeah, God.
Yeah, no, we signed the lease right before 2 weeks before COVID hit and the big shutdown. So we had over a year and a half to just pretty much explore and make all of our changes that we wanted inside that location to make it Terra Coffee.
The Phoenix rising from the ashes or something. I will say, for those of you not familiar with the Yosemite Street Village, it is like Laura said, it's a one block strip of little historic buildings within a beautiful historic neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We call it the Midtown District of Stockton. So it's just very walkable, very cute. And I went by there to go check out the new Lavoti's Pizza Pub the other day for mm-hmm. lunch. And Terra Coffee was hecka busy. There were so many people sitting outside and in there, and I couldn't find a parking spot. So congratulations to you for making it through the past year and a half of an opening during COVID and just seeing the success of bringing the people out and together in that neighborhood. And like you mentioned, it's kind of like a lovely homage to the old Blackwater Cafe.
Yeah, thank you.
That's what mm-hmm. I really love about it. I'm so glad that another coffee shop was able to occupy that space. You know, I, as a Stockton native, I spent a lot of time in the Blackwater, and we're talking the late 80s, early 90s. And so, you know, back then, there wasn't really espresso bars. Like, of course, nowadays, espresso bars are pretty much everywhere. But in Stockton, there wasn't a lot of those at that period of time. And, you know, back then it was the African bean or, you know, all of these different varieties they had. And it was really more about drinking black coffee. I don't even know if they had iced coffee back then. I mean, I feel like it was very much about enjoying the coffee in its purest form, right? They grind their beans when you order, and they made great sandwiches, and you just hung out there. And in the evenings, they had amazing music. And I know Anthony's going to talk a lot about the history of that location in his segment. But I have a lot of memories of that place. A lot of friends and relatives have worked in that space over the years. So I think it's just such a cool thing that that has been a coffee shop for so long. And the Blackwater had its time, but I think it's great that it's Terra's time now. And I know that you're working to kind of bring back some vibe to yeah. your shop with hosting local artists and musicians and other things. Can you talk a little bit about what you have coming up and what you've done in the past?
Yeah, so we've hosted a couple of art shows. Something that we take pride in is that we hire artists. So we hire artists that love coffee. And they have, and so it's two things that go together and it works really well. So a lot of the artists that we support are our staff. And then from there, it just grows because the art community here in Stockton is huge. We have lots of different groups on the block. We have the Catalyst Wellness Studio that also hosts galleries on our block too. And what we've done is we've reached out to local artists and we feature their art on our walls 24/7. And we rotate that every couple of months. So we appreciate that. We get to see something fresh, something new, and very unique on our walls. And we're also planning to bring back some acoustic nights over at Terra Coffee on Wednesday night. So we're hoping to get that really going in September. In addition to that, we are planning out some really fun game nights, some card nights. There is a huge community of card players, Yu-Gi-Oh! And different types of comic-based games, going back to Comic-Con and our Stockton Con. And so we want to provide a space for all different types of people and whatever their hobbies are, and just making it a safe spot while enjoying some coffee. And we're trying to bring that back up and get it going, and a stage is in the works for the future.
Ooh.
Too.
Yes.
Well, I know back in my day, there was definitely some D&D going on in there. So I think you're kind of definitely pulling back some of that old school stuff. Because back then it was like they had a little game counter there. You could get cards or chess or checkers. But yeah, we definitely threw down some role-playing games back in the day.
No, I love that. I don't know why. This like makes me emotional. I'm like, oh, the neighborhood spot. Now I want to go buy a house in that neighborhood. I think it's so cool. Yeah. Okay, I think last but not least, what has been your favorite part about owning a coffee shop?
It's really getting to know the neighborhood and the people that come by to support the shop. It is a conscious choice to support local. And we appreciate that. And we want to thank all of our customers that have been supporting us from day one and for coming by. It's really great to get the updates of what's going on in their life, seeing kiddos grow up. So we hope to be a part of our neighborhood's history and their life growing up, and that Terra Coffee can be part of their conversation in the future of hopefully, hey, this is where I met my wife, or this is where I met my husband, or this is the first time I had my latte and got addicted to coffee. So we're okay with that. And
I love it.
And also just so I don't forget too, you're just Morton Coffee, right? Do you have local bakers making for you, or what kind of food do you serve too? I totally forgot.
I know there's some delicious avocado toast in there. I've had it.
Yeah, we're always switching up what we're offering. We have our house-made sandwiches. We try to offer a rotation of different seasonal pastries that we'll make in-house. And we make a choice to support local businesses, other Stockton-born businesses like Amore Kombucha, Cuco Drinks, Michael's Heavenly Sweets. And we're always rotating. We're always trying to find the next best thing. And with it, their love for the community. And if they're really involved in the community, that's a huge plus for us. And so from there, we kind of build each other up. And so it's been really fun. We also make all of our 99% of our syrups are made in-house. We try to make everything in-house. And so we go
that's
the extra
awesome.
Mile.
Amy gasps.
I know. You guys can't see us, but they can see me watching this.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Yeah. She just wants a cup of syrup, please.
I'm like, I'm no chef. I don't know how to make a syrup. That sounds like, I don't know. I didn't know people did that. That's awesome.
Yeah, no. And our most popular drink is our ube latte. And so that's, so with my husband and the Mexican Heritage Center, with this shop here at the Yosemite Street Village, you know, I really went in and said, hey, we got to bring some Filipino flavor.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say, this is your rebuttal to all the cinnamon and all the mochas over there. So there you go.
Yeah.
Laura, where can everyone find more information about Terra Coffee?
You can visit our website, terracoffee.com. You can really see what's going on by following us on Instagram at terracoffee209. Got to rep the Stockton area code 209. You can also find us on Facebook at Terra Coffee Roasters. We'd love to see you follow us so you can see what's going on, what new flavors we're offering. And we appreciate all the support.
Laura, everything you're doing is just like so mindful and intentional, and it's very cool. And I'm like over here just feeling so appreciative that someone like you took over space and is just trying to support this community and the creatives, and just being, like you said, a safe space for people who just want to be themselves. You want to go play D&D? Do you want to go see a show? Do you just want to drink coffee and, you know, be around like-minded folks? It's very cool. So we much appreciate it. And I thought of one last thing to ask you. You told me that you have new hours, right? You're extending hours. So yeah, tell us what your new hours are.
So we've extended our hours. We're open Sunday through Wednesday, or Sunday through Tuesday, from 7 o'clock in the morning till 5 p.m. From Wednesday through Saturday, 7 to 7. But we're open 7 days a week. We'd love to see you come by. Amy, Wes, thank you so much for
having
me by and always supporting local. And we really we love you guys.
Thank you. We love you too, girlfriend. Yes. Awesome. So you guys, for everyone listening, that was Laura with Terra Coffee. She is at the Yosemite Street Village. And thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Come on by.
And now we are going to head over to our friend Anthony for a Stockton pop culture moment talking about the history of Terra Coffee's predecessor, the Blackwater Cafe.
Thanks, Wes and Amy. For today's Stockton pop culture moment, we're going to delve into the history of that very spot where Terra Coffee Roasters is now, a spot well known to all longtime residents of Stockton. Before there was Terra, That very spot on Yosemite Street was well known as the home of the legendary Blackwater Cafe. First opened in 1981, it was billed as Stockton's only espresso shop. As time would go on, Blackwater would grow to be much more than just about coffee. Blackwater Cafe quickly became a home to music, art, and community here in Stockton. It was a spot for locals and visitors of all backgrounds and cultures to hang out and enjoy in each other's company. A clubhouse of tunes and chill vibes where friends could talk about their day, the music playing, or the interesting decor that covered the walls. If Stockton is the most diverse city in the world, Blackwater Cafe was a perfect example of that diversity. An inclusive world within the city limits. The eclectic music that streamed out of this spot expressed that inclusivity. Music from all genres, underground hip-hop, soul, jazz, bluegrass, punk rock, found a home at Blackwater. Many musical acts graced its stage, including the likes of Cake, Less Than Jake, Michael Klooster from Smash Mouth, The Roustabouts, The Immorals, and Dirk Hamilton. Wednesday night open mic opened the floor to anyone with a dream of performing in front of a live crowd. But you didn't have to be just musically inclined for Blackwater to leave an impact on you. Kids learned to read books and play chess there. Friendships were formed and sometimes broken within its walls. Memories were made that have proven everlasting as Stocktonians to this day speak of their time there. Throughout the years, Blackwater went through ups and downs, sales, and new ownerships. Today, its foundation now houses Terra Coffee Roasters. As Terra has created its own memorable path in our city, its style and vibe mesh with the past tales and experiences that reside in the walls of what was once Blackwater, creating a perfect blend welcomed by its visitors. If anything, the continuing success of Terra Coffee Roasters is a testament to that undying spirit of Blackwater Cafe that still lingers throughout that very spot on Yosemite Street. A testament to the undying strength of our very community here in Stockton.
The Blackwater Cafe. I was kind of I don't think it was the tail end of the Blackwater Cafe, but it was the end of my first run in Stockton. So I moved out of Stockton when I was 17 and returned last year. But lots of eyeliner, lots of screamo music. I used to spend many hours there with my friends. We're in a band called La Circa, and our videographer and I joke all the time because he moved to Stockton right when I left, and one of the first things he did was go to a La Circa show at the Blackwater Cafe, and so we think we maybe like high-fived in a mosh pit on my way out and his way in. So that
done a great job of refreshing that space, and it's a lovely coffee shop, and I can't wait to see how she grows and the vibe. And you know, 10 years now, we'll be talking about all the great things we did at Terra Coffee over the last decade. So
exactly. No, it's really legit. It's nice, yeah, to have something familiar go in that space so this next generation of Stocktonians can have the stories like we do. And with that said, it's time for our events corner. I don't know. That's my new name for it, I guess.
Do we need a jingle now?
I guess. I don't know. Whatever. off the cuff. When it's just Amy and Wes, it's off the cuff. But we have a lot of cool stuff coming up in early September, you guys. So if you miss Stockton Con and you need to get back into that scene, the Hagen Museum is hosting a super cool rotating exhibit called The Sci-Fi to Superheroes, The Art of Sideshow Collectibles. And that's going to be running through the end of January. And it's different artists who have made like figurines and comic books and have different collections of all these kind of pop culture, superhero kind of Marvel sphere things. So I don't know. I feel like we got a lot of superhero stuff going on in Stockton, and the Hagen Museum is such an amazing place to go see any sort of display. So worth checking out. Wes, do you know, has this collection come through town before? Are you familiar with it?
Never. And it's actually related to a local resident. So it's a local resident part of their collection. So I have actually seen it and it's pretty cool. So yeah, you got to go check it out.
That's awesome. I dig it. I dig it. And then if all of you can like tap back to last April and think of our Stockton Taco Trail launch video, and our videographer did this sick, what do you call it? A transition, if you will, of our friend Isaiah Stowers flopping or popping his shirt off from his regular shirt into his Stockton Taco Trail shirt. Our buddy Isaiah has decided to take that taco passion and he's created, it's called the Taco the Town 5K and 10K. And Isaiah does a ton in this town to support teachers and education. And he's an avid runner himself. So he is hosting this run in North Stockton. And at the finish line, there's going to be 5 taco trucks and you get to get a taco from every single one at the end. And they're also doing local beer samples. And I believe there's music as well. You get a souvenir tasting glass. You get a t-shirt.
This sounds like some sort of dream come true. I don't even know. Like, if you just got to get through that 5K, right?
I'm
like,
yeah, wow. Exactly. Exactly.
Can you register and just get the tacos and just pay the money and not have to walk? I don't know.
You don't deserve it if you don't run the 5K or the 10K to have all the beer and tacos otherwise. But, I mean, that is so sick. And Wes and I were talking earlier today. We would love to see more races in this town. And I think if you incentivize people with beer and tacos, they're going to sign up for this thing. Be sure to check that out. There's information on our website about it, and you can, you know, get to their registration site and whatnot at visitstockton.com. So something definitely worth checking out. It's going to be on September 3rd.
I feel like there's a lot of opportunity to dress up for that run too. I really do. I think you can really rock. Yeah. I taco really do like just some great Hispanic thematic kind of attire. I think there's a lot of opportunity to have a lot of fun. So, but you know, there's September's hecka busy. And so we also have the following weekend, I think it's the 9th through the 11th is the annual St. Basil's Greek Festival and OPA, right? I mean, this is a legacy event in Stockton that's been going on forever over at St. Basil's Orthodox Christian Church, and it's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, like I said, the 9th, 10th, and 11th of September. Greek food, Greek dancing, Greek drinks, Greek pastries, everything you want to do to celebrate the Greek culture. This is one of the very, very popular events in Stockton, and it's very cheap to get into, less than $5, I think. And so, no, it's one of those can't miss. And so what's cool is we're doing an event on the same weekend, right? We're doing Stockton Brewfest downtown on Saturday, September 10th, so you can still enjoy both events. And Diana on our team's doing an amazing job lining up tons of great breweries for Stockton Brewfest, which is happening on Saturday, September 10th at Weber Point Event Center. Tickets are on sale now, and you can get all the information at StocktonBrewFest.com, but there'll be over 40 breweries, hundreds of different types of beer, food trucks. We're going to have a DJ, lawn game. So don't miss Stockton Brewfest on the same weekend as the Greek Fest. So it's like festival weekend in Stockton.
Festival weekend. Yeah, we put on a good party. So not to toot our own horn, but
we do, though.
It's a good time. Yeah, we sure do. It's a good time. And then the next weekend, or excuse me, not the next weekend, the next Thursday. So before another crazy weekend of events, Thursday, September 18th, starting at 6:45, is Stockton Cruise Night. So this is a classic kind of tricked out car show that happens on the Miracle Mile. It's been going on all summer. The last one will be in October. But it's the third Thursday of those months, and it's a really fun time. The Miracle Mile is just like pop in. They're all, you know, the patios are full. People are just out and enjoying the neighborhood, and you get to like check out all these classic cars. So if you want to enter your car into it, you meet at John's Deli, and you kind of register there and bring your vehicle. And then, yeah, everyone cruises down the mile, and I don't know, all the palm trees and everything. It's a good vibe. It's a very kind of cool, intimate car show feel, and yeah, the streets are just thriving that evening. So it's a very fun Thursday night in Stockton. So you got to check it out.
Yeah, weather's always phenomenal too in September here. Heck yeah. Mid-September, though, is still popping. I mean, we got...
you got another big weekend. Yeah,
September 17th. I'm like, what is going on here? So we'll start out the day at the Records Family Day at the park. This is an event that really talks about literacy, and it's super family-friendly, and it doesn't cost a dime to get in. It's from 10 to 3 at the Weber Point Event Center. There'll be kids games, live music, clowns, food, storytelling, published authors, a used book sale. I mean, this thing has been going on for 25 years in our city and has been at Weber Point for the last few years, and an amazing event, and free. But if you're looking to throw down on some good food, then head down to the Weberstown Mall where we're having the annual rib cook-off put on by SMA Events. And so they do great stuff And that'll be at the Weberstown Mall from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Rib cook off. Don't want to miss that. And then if you want to finish off the day, head down to the PBR Challenge. So, yeah, professional bull riding is coming to downtown Stockton at the Stockton Arena. It's the Challenger Series and bull riding, first event, I think, for bull riding at the Stockton Arena in its 16-year history. So that's going to be awesome. A great one, too. Yeah, tickets look like they started like $15. So that's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. on the 17th. So, I mean, look, a free event in the morning, go get some ribs, come back downtown, watch some bull riding. I mean, a complete day and like almost heavenly.
I think between the rib cook-off and bull riding, there's probably a decent amount of beer to be had at both those events as well. So sounds yes. like an Amy and yeah. Wes kind of event. Right? Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, we want to thank Laura again so much for being our guest today and Tara Coffee. Go check her out. Follow her on the socials. You really got to, support her and her efforts and her husband's efforts on the Yosemite Street Village. And if that's your first time at Tara, support the others around her in the Yosemite Street Village, but we want to thank her for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And, to find Tara's local events and other events happening at the Yosemite Street Village or other events like Wes and I were just talking about, be sure to check out our website, visitstockton.org. We have the city's largest events calendar. And once you're there, you can also sign up for our weekly newsletter that will hit your inbox every Wednesday morning, kind of giving you an overview of everything happening the following week and weekend. So you can start planning out your fun times. For supporting images and other insights on the podcast, you can follow This is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com where you can subscribe and listen to our show. And to stay up to date on everything going on in Stockton, make sure you follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. We will see you next time. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to This is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Estes with Visit Stockton and produced by Relic.